A lot of time to spend with Tom Brenneman. We're going to catch up with Tom here momentarily. And before we do, Andy, this trouble for him started, it was August 19th, 2020. He was calling a Cincinnati, Kansas City baseball game for local TV, right?
Yeah, for the Fox Sports there.
And so he didn't know this microphone was on. It was a break. He uttered a homophobic slur, and he apologized, but that didn't work out because he just went right back to calling the action. And then was he taken out of the booth?
Yeah.
Immediately?
Later on. Yeah.
So he didn't finish the game.
He did not finish the game. No.
And then he lost that job in Cincinnati, and then all of his network assignments with Fox. And for the last 4 years, he's been doing a lot of work to get back, and he's finally back. And Tom Brenneman is now the lead announcer for nationally televised college football on the CW. He joins us now. Tom, good morning. Let me first say this. I'm so happy you're back on the air. I was a big fan of your work doing Cubs games on WGN Radio. I thought you were great on Fox doing baseball and football. And I think you certainly paid the price for your mistake, for what you did. I know you're a better person for it. I also think everybody deserves a second chance. And I missed you, and a lot of people did. Welcome back, Tom.
Oh, Bobby, it's so nice to talk to you, and thank you so much for those so very, very kind words. I miss seeing you too, buddy. I remember when I moved to Chicago and you had the long hair and the whole nine yards, and I see you on the news, and I think, man, it's my kind of town here.
Yeah.
And you were always so supportive and so great, and I just, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Tom, during all of this, and you were in exile for 4 years, did you ever think, why me? I didn't deserve this?
I never thought I didn't deserve this because I'm the one that said what I said. And it was an extremely hurtful word and made an impact on a lot of people. And so, no, I never asked why me. I think sometimes, if you believe that God has a plan, I kept telling my wife that, this is all going to work out in the long run. And so it was a matter of, try to address what I can control. Which was trying to be a better guy and to hear what some of those stories were from some of the people that I offended. And I did my best. For some people, it's never going to be enough. And for other people, like you mentioned, it's like, each of us, certainly a time or two in life, whether it's with our wife or our husband or our kids or whatever it might be, we give them a second chance, and I was hoping that would come around, and I'm so grateful to CW Network, which, of course, owns WGN, Nextstar mm-hmm. Communications.
Mm-hmm.
So grateful for those guys, for the Sean Comptons and Perry Sooks of the world to step out there and say, we're going to give this guy a chance, because it took guts to do it. It took a lot of guts to do it, especially in this day and age.
I want to talk about some of the work you have done over the 4 years, but first, was there any silver lining in any of this for you?
Sure. I mean, I got to do things with my kids, Bob, that I would have never been able to do, and with my wife. Both of my kids were in high school at the time when everything happened. Both highly decorated, very successful student athletes, good kids, good students. But look, kids can be cruel, man. And I remember sitting at sporting events where our son was a really primary focus of the team he was playing on, and chants from the students of the other school, and you're thinking to myself, man, you do anything in the world for your kids, everybody feels the same way. I'm no different in that regard. And now you're causing this, and you're causing the embarrassment to your wife. But the silver lining, I got to go to every single game or event that they participated in. I got to move our daughter into college. I got to go down for Parents Weekend, a lot of things that most parents, can only hope to do. So, I mean, believe me, I've said it before and people say, I don't believe that for a second. I wouldn't have traded it for the world, the stuff that I got to do with my wife and kids for the last 4 years.
Tommy, I got to ask you real quick, too, getting back into that booth, and I'm sure it has to be like nirvana for you just to be able to get back up there, but what was the feeling like before the first game?
Andy, it's nice to hear your voice, by the way. I hope you're doing great, man.
Thanks,
and you know all about being up in that booth, and you're a good man. And, you know, it was, I'm very nervous. I mean, incredibly nervous. You know, people, you know, that are around you, it'll be like riding a bike. Well, you know, there probably are some elements of truth to that. But the bottom line is, when you haven't done it for 4 years and you wonder if you're going to get a chance, now you finally do it, and now you're moments away from doing it, or hours away from doing it, or a day or two away from doing it. I mean, it's just like, you know, the you can feel the pressure building up. And I think that's where sometimes maybe having, you know, been down the track a time or two, if nothing else, you can kind of fall back on it and say, okay, here, let's take a breath. Just relax, you know, don't overdo it. And it's still, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, I've been okay these first 4 weeks. I hope to get a lot better over the next number of weeks, starting this weekend with NIU.
Tom, I think a telltale sign that you really deserve this break came from a guy by the name of Sid Zeigler, who is the co-founder of OutSports, a 25-year-old platform that tackles LGBTQ issues in sports. And when he heard about you coming back on the air, he said, I pumped my fist, and I said, finally, somebody gave this guy a chance that he deserved. And talk a little bit about what you learned and who you learned from during the time you were off the air.
Well, Sid was a huge part of just the last 4 years of my life, and we've become such very good friends and talk all the time, and he does incredible work. His big focus now at OutSports.com is raising money for LGBTQ athletes who, you know, like a lot of other athletes, they get money to train from some different organization or the U.S. Olympic Committee, whatever it might be. He's looking, you know, to do additional stuff for other athletes, and kicked it off over in Paris. And Sid lives in Los Angeles. And so, you know, but he was the guy that got me in touch, Bob, with some organizations that it's not some bluff and circumstance. And there was a group here, and one of the real, you know, sort of vivid moments from all of this, about a month and a half after I got fired, there was a number of leading members of the gay community in and around this entire region, not only Cincinnati, but Columbus, and Indianapolis, and Louisville, and Lexington, and places like that. And I, you know, I sat with them for 4 hours, and I listened to what, you know, the word that I used, what it means to them. And, you know, there were 15 people there, 11 of them were like, hey, you know, we believe you're here for the right reasons. We're going to be here to support you. There were four others that it didn't matter what I did the rest of my life. There was no way they thought I was checking boxes. And they let me have it. I mean, let me have it. And, you know, Santo used to talk to me like that, but not many people since then have talked to me like that. it was, you know, an eye-opening. And, you know, they said to me, they said, look, you don't have to become the leading, you know, a grand marshal of the Chicago LGBTQ parade to be in our corner here. I'm not asking you to be that guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking you to be a guy who will think long and hard before ever using words like that, and will understand the compassion and have compassion and empathetic with people who that word very much affects them. And that's what I hope, I know, that I've learned.
Mm. Well, let me just wrap this up by saying what Bob Costas said about all this. Costas said, neither Tom nor anyone else denies that he had a serious misstep, a misstep for which some consequence would have been appropriate. But the price he has paid is beyond disproportionate, especially when you consider that he had a fine reputation prior to the incident and took every proper step to make amends subsequent to it. His return to the booth is overdue, and I'm sure the audience will be happy to hear his voice again. Let me tell you, I can't wait to hear you not only on those football games on the CW, but back on Major League Baseball and the NFL, because along with many, many, many other fans you have, Tom, here and around the country, we have missed you, and it's so great that you're back in the game, and I hope it's just the beginning of some great things for you.
Well, I'm just grateful for the folks at CW and Nextstar, and Bob, thank you so much. Andy, thank you so much. You've always been there when, you know, been some tough days. But, you know, thank God getting this chance, and just keep on rolling, starting with Northern Illinois against NC State on Saturday.
One more question, Tom. How would you handle being the White Sox broadcaster this year?
You know, it's like one of those things, Bob. I think it makes you a better broadcaster. I mean, it's brutal. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's brutal. And I've been with teams who lost, you know, the 95, 105 games. But, man, I mean, it's a great job. I mean, I think for a while there, I lost sight of it, you know, and shame on me. You get humbled. Mm-hmm. But, man, I mean, it was a brutal year, one of the worst historically of all time, the worst historically of all time. But you know what? Those guys got a job to do, and I've watched them from time to time, and they're doing a hell of a job. And there are millions of people out there that would trade places to have that job.
Yeah.
And I learned that lesson in Chicago a long time ago. And you better be thankful you got it, because when you don't have it, you wish you did.
Yeah, I remember Harry Carey once saying to me, well, you know what, if you're broadcasting the games of a World Series champ, you know, that's one thing, but, you know, if you're in last place and 28 games out of first, you know, it's another deal.
Yeah, the difference was he was able in that day and age, as you know, Bob and Andy, I mean, he was able to say some stuff where you'd be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, now all of a sudden, I mean, you better watch every single thing you say, man, and I feel for those guys that were doing Sox. I still stay in touch with Stoney, and man, it ain't easy.
Yeah, no, it's not. Tom Brenneman, great to catch up with you. I look forward to seeing you down the road.
All right, Bobby, I'll very much look forward to it. You guys take care. Godspeed ahead.
See you, Tom.